Maybe you can talk a little bit, you know, so we got into this issue of people staying on ibrutinib. We now have another BTK inhibitor, acalabrutinib, approved in mantle cell, but there are also data with acalabrutinib in CLL. But can you kind of provide us an overview of what we have right now in terms of data with acalabrutinib in CLL, both in terms of efficacy and tolerability?
Right. So in terms of efficacy, the phase one relapse refractory study, which we participated in, was updated at ASH with about a two-year follow-up. And we're seeing efficacy that looks quite similar to ibrutinib at that point in time, insofar as one can tell, about 90% progression-free survival. The median had only been reached in the complex karyotype population. 17P had not reached a median, but appeared to be dropping a bit below the curve, similar to the phase one with ibrutinib. There's also a treatment-naive cohort where the progression-free survival is extremely high in the initial early report, and those data will be updated at ASH. In terms of tolerability, my clinical impression has been that it is more tolerated, particularly in terms of some of the issues like fatigue or arthralgias, bleeding. We do see some arthralgias still with acalabrutinib and some minor bleeding, but I haven't seen as severe arthralgias or as severe bleeding. And I haven't seen as many cardiac side effects.